Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Kate Inge from Juno Public Libraries, here for our update on library activities for November. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome back.
Yeah, it feels like I was just here like a couple weeks ago.
Yes, I think that you were.
Yep.
How was your Halloween?
It was a great Halloween. We did trick-or-treating at the downtown library as part of the Downtown Business Association.
There were so many kiddos out.
So many
and
kids.
Adults and dogs.
Yeah,
all
I know,
in costume.
Everybody was all downtown. Some of our staff dressed up. I kind of half dressed up. I had a kind of a sweater that was based off of Totoro from My Neighbor Totoro that I can't really wear normally that I pulled out just for Halloween. But
That's
there
awesome.
Were a couple other staff that really got into the Halloween spirit. And then I went home and watched Scary Movie.
And did you do any spooky reading to mark the occasion?
I did not do any spooky reading. I think, was I in the middle? I was in the middle of The Stand, I think, which is kind of spooky. But
it's Stephen King.
It's Stephen King. It's kind of about a flu that wipes out, you know, most of the world, which is kind of nowadays feels more and more something that could
possible.
Happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty spooky, but not traditionally like Halloween. And I had put a bunch of holds on books that were actually kind of spooky ghost Halloween books, and all my holds came in after Halloween. So now I have to figure out if I want to read spooky into November or
sure.
switch to Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Oh, holiday books. Yeah. Well, what are you reading right now? Is it still The Stand?
I'm done. I finally got done with The Stand.
It's a thick one.
It's a thick one. And I was pretty ready. I finished it on Sunday. And I moved on to How To, which is the new book by Randall Monroe.
Oh, right. And we're going to talk more about him later
will.
On in the interview. I'm still reading The Heart of the Sea, which is rather dark. It's mm-hmm. perfect for those moody fall nights. But I did want to ask you about some of the events last month that were centered on the discussion of the book. How did those go?
They all went really well. I want to thank everybody in Juno for coming out. I know it was kind of like a mad push of program against program against program. And so I was amazed at all the people who multiple people came to multiple programs. Some people picked ones that they were really interested in, which was great. I tried to have a wide variety. So we had a couple safety programs, some, programs
boating
talking
safety.
About the boating safety. We had the program by Marine Important. Exchange about how, how do you track boats in Southeast in Alaska and, find people, boats that are in distress. Beth at the City Museum had a program last Tuesday, kind of one of our final programs, where she had scientists from the NOAA lab come talk about whale research in Southeast Alaska, which was amazingly attended. That one, I think we pretty much were busting at the seams. We had so many people who decided to come to it. So
that's great.
It was pretty great, and I was very happy with everybody who came to the programs.
Well, I look forward to getting further along into it, and it's a really interesting read, so I'm excited to finish it. Great. Well, it's November now, and some of us might still be in the world of The Heart of the Sea. Some of us are looking ahead to other events. So there's a big one happening this month on the 23rd. Randall Monroe, author, will be visiting Juno, and it's a pretty big deal. So tell us how that came about.
Yeah, so we're really excited. Back in July, Randall Monroe on his website, he had a contest. So asking libraries and booksellers, they had to use book covers to make a story. And out of everybody that submitted pictures and video, the Juno Public Library and Alaska Robotics entry won, which we were really excited. He announced it in August.
Do you know what our story was about?
I've looked at it. I'm not sure what our story was about because I wasn't planning. Andy was there with Pat and Aaron planning it. And I think they just grabbed interesting book titles and were able to kind of put together this whole long running. I think it ended up being four videos of 2 minutes long of all these people holding book titles and then.
So is the story told through the book, the title of the book, the picture on the cover, or both?
The title. Yeah, the titles. So
okay,
I know,
the titles. Cool.
I think part of the one that sticks out to me was, I think we have this book that's like shush. And so I think there was somebody pretending, you know, shushing everybody in the library. This might have been at the end. And then somebody else saying, hey, that's my book, and like taking a book from somebody else. And they were able to just kind of do a whole long, really fun little story about, I don't know, stuff happening in the library.
Is that available for us to see anywhere?
Yes. I think I know it was shared around in August. And I think we're going to put it back out there now that Randall Munroe is coming. And
oh,
I think I talked to Lisa Fu, who does the city media stuff. And I think that she got the video from Pat, and that's going to be going around. I think maybe the city's Twitter, it might have it. And we'll also put it on our Facebook and
great,
have it available for everybody.
So we're winners.
Yes, we're winners.
Yay. And our prize is... No, go ahead. Yeah,
we're always winners, but now we're definitely winners.
We won this specific contest.
Yes.
First prize.
Yeah.
And so Randall Munroe will be visiting Juneau, and that's on Saturday, November 23rd.
Yeah.
What is going to happen?
So it's going to be, I should mention, it is going to be at the APK. It's not going to be at any of the public libraries, just because we know he is a pretty big deal. A lot of people know him from either his books or the webcomic he writes at XKCD. So we wanted to play a venue that has more space than either one of our library branches. And it's going to be book talk, book discussion. He's going to talk first for an hour, and then afterwards there's going to be a reception and book signing in the foyer of the State Library building with refreshments provided by their Friends of the Library Archives and Museum folks.
And what's the title of his book, How Things Work or something
like
that?
There's,
I don't know off the top of my head.
The Thing Explainer, What If,
that's
and
it.
Then, I just said it, and now my brain is just kind of flipped out. I think it's How To, Here's How Use Science to Explain Really Absurd, Things. And
okay,
so
cool.
Taking, I don't know, maybe... Because I'm just at the beginning, so I'm not sure what all has been explained. But I think it's taking weird phenomena and then using science to be here's how that would actually happen if it happened in real life.
Neat.
Kind of thing.
I know his books are pretty popular. I've seen them at Alaska Robotics and other places.
Yep.
So that's great. It's so exciting.
Yeah, we were
very
excited.
We won, and he's coming, and it's going to be a big deal.
Yep.
Anything else that we should mention about that visit Saturday, November 23rd at the APK?
It's going to be at 2 o'clock. And so the libraries all have copies of his books. So try and get on the whole. I don't know if they're all checked out or if there's a whole list, but try and jump in there now if you haven't read them, so you can kind of get an idea of what his books are like, what his humor is like before he comes, and then we'll looking forward to seeing everybody on the 23rd.
Well, that's good advice. Thank you. Okay, so that's that one. But before that, the night before that, the Generation Startup Movie Screening, Friday, November 22nd. What is that?
So Generation Startup is a documentary that came out a couple years ago. I think it follows six recent college graduates in Detroit, Michigan, as they're just going to try and start up a business. They're each six are doing a separate business. And so the documentary is following them after, I think, a year and a half time period to see what kind of work it takes to do a startup. Were they successful? What were the trials and tribulations, ups and downs, what worked, what didn't? And this is all because that week is Alaska Startup Week. And so our friend Mark Wheeler from COPA approached us and wanted to do this documentary screening. So we have the documentary, and then that night at the downtown library, we're going to be showing the documentary. And it is an after-hours program, so the library is going to be closed. The elevators will unlock for 15 minutes ahead of time, so people who want to come to the documentary to watch it can come in. But then after that, the elevators lock up because we have to kind of keep the building pretty secure.
Secure, yep. All right, so that's Friday, November 22nd. And all this information is available on your website and also on your Facebook page.
Yes.
And then the night before that is Family Night.
It's Family Night.
November 21st.
The monthly Family Night. It's going to be downtown. And I'm not sure what the topic is yet, but there will be, I think the youth services will put out flyers and make their own Facebook event when that's available. But
great.
No matter what the topic is, it's going to be, it's fun. It's great for families.
And that starts at 5 o'clock?
5:30.
And then last but not least, there's an intro to coding date change.
Yeah, so our intro to coding is always the fourth Thursday of the month. And this month, it happens to be Thanksgiving. It's on the fourth Thursday, and we're closed that day. So instead, Intro to Coding is going to be on the fourth Tuesday. So it's going to be on the 26th instead of the 28th. And then next month, we'll go back to its regular day.
Great. And those classes are still pretty well attended?
Yeah, they're pretty well attended. There's like a good group of core people who want to come every month. And if you're interested, they're always, you know, even if you have no coding experience, you're always welcome to hop in. We have a great teacher who teaches everybody of all skill levels, and it's at 6:30.
And then the Clinkit Language Learners Group is still happening too?
Still happening, yeah. Every Monday, except for coming up Monday, the Veterans Day, because we're closed on Veterans Day. But yeah, every Monday at 6 at the Downtown Library.
Great. Okay, I think we got everything.
It seems like it's a much more relaxed month compared to last month, but there's still a lot going on.
Even though there's still a lot going on. Sounds like it's you're keeping pretty busy.
Yep.
And well, thanks for coming back and letting us know what's happening in November. The library's always got so much fun stuff going on. And everybody mark your calendars for that Randall Munroe author visit. Sounds like it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Thanks for being here, Kate.
Yeah.